My fellow Americans and all those listening overseas, welcome back to Visiting the President. I am your host, Joe Fakesh, and today we are getting ready to kick off Season 3, looking at presidential gravesites. Now, before we get going too far, I always want to remind you to be checking back in with Visiting the President Seasons now 1 and 2. And I'll be previewing what we're going to see in Season 3, but you're going to hear me refer a lot to Seasons 1 and 2. I always intended for you to be able to start with, let's say, George Washington, and you'd be able to listen to his Season 1 episode and get his birthplace, his Season 2 episode and get his presidency and his homes, and then finish with Season 3. Now, along with Visiting the Presidents, you can follow along on our social media profiles at Visiting the Presidents on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, now X, where I provide additional content throughout the week. I think they all go hand in hand. Liking and commenting on any of those profiles and the website helps to raise the profile, and then writing a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen also, of course, goes a long way. There's also a link to help support Visiting the President through PayPal. Your support helps to fund the production, editing, and hosting of Visiting the President's episodes, and the website, as well as future trips, books, and the like. All support is greatly appreciated, but at the top of the Mount Rushmore of giving is Sammy and Tom Fakesh, Nancy and Terry Wehrkamp, Debbie and Dennis Fakesh, Harvey and Casey Hyman, Connie and Adam Luck, Brittany and Keith Mellon, Stephanie Gaskill, and Andrew Alexander. Also, Jim and Catherine Hyman, Gail Rittenhouse, Sean and Liz Jones, Stephen Gilroy, Kurt Dion, Alexis Mira, April McKenzie, Matt and Megan Hochstetler, Caitlin Cahalan, Jim and Laurel Brayler, Eric Engartner, Patricia Argentina, Kyra Steiner, Jamie and Ted Wilson, Candy and Ben Phelps, Lana Demers and Craig Hunter, Kenneth Robinson, Thomas Kalina, Kristen and Steve Wendell, and Alex Seiker. Thank you all so much. There's also, of course, Visiting the President's merchandise where you can get your shirt, hat, mugs, bags, and so much more to help support the podcast and its production. While I think you look pretty cool while doing it, it has the President Seal of Approval, or at least the Visiting the President's Seal of Approval. Now, kicking off Season 3, I just want to give you an update on what's going on in my life. I feel like you deserve that. I had ended the season, I believe, in June, and I always had the intention of starting back up around Halloween, and then I pushed that to January, and now here we are. It's a lot. I just have to be upfront. It's a lot to put these episodes together, to do the writing, to make sure I have all my ducks in a row, and on top of it, I had a very kind of tumultuous autumn at work, and so adding different pressures, and then now being able to have this on the side. I think that sometimes gets lost, that this is a lot of work, that as much as I love it, it also takes time and effort. That's something I definitely am mindful of, and I didn't want to, of course, give you a subpar product. That has always been something that I've been very kind of protective over. And so we're ready, I believe, but just bear with me. Just as with the end of Season 2, I'm going to be doing every other week, and then have social media content throughout the intervening time to get you ready. This season, the episodes will drop on Wednesdays as opposed to Tuesdays, and that's to allow the buildup of the new episode. On the Monday of an episode drop, you'll get the Season 1 episode. Tuesday, I'll highlight the Season 2 episode, and then get us ready for the new episode on Wednesday. Now, what can you look forward to when it comes to Season 3? Well, where we left off in Season 1, we were often talking about the actual presidency and ending that episode right as that person was kind of getting towards the end of the presidency and then looking forward to maybe what would come next. We also talked about their homes. We talked about their wives and children, and that was kind of the bulk of it. And then, of course, got into the various homes, including some of their vacation retreats and secondary homes. And so I really enjoyed the breadth of what we were able to do in Season 2, and I want to make sure we do that again in Season 3. So where we'll kick off, we'll be kind of getting you back up to date with where that president was. We'll be getting to the end of their presidency and transition into the next president. So if they faced an election, if they were winding down a second term, we'll make sure that you get all that content. Then we're going to get into their post-presidency, the transition into being a post-president. Now, of course, I know some of you are sitting at home thinking, well, some of them didn't get that post-presidency, and that's correct. So in the ones that do, we will focus on, you know, what happened next for them, what they did with their time off. In some cases, you had a John Quincy Adams or an Andrew Johnson who returned to politics, people like Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton kind of stay active with a public profile, but then you have others who completely kind of disappear. Then we're going to get into their decline and death. And in some cases, we have to go right there from the people who die while being president. And so we'll talk about exactly what happens and then get into their funerals and how they were recognized when they died, what kind of mourning we went into as a country, and then getting into the content on their actual burial. Now, with that, of course, this is a Visiting the President's podcast, so we are mainly focused on the presidential sites of each of these men. And so we will talk about, you know, what it looked like to commemorate that person, what they had in mind for how they wanted to have that final resting place, and then how we as a country are going to, in some cases, move some of the presidents or add embellishments to them. In our most recent presidents, where we move to their libraries and have that separate from a cemetery or their personal family homes. All of that, I think, is something that we'll be able to really kind of dive into. Now, of course, we'll also get into presidential legacies and so how they're remembered in other places. And so with some of them that they have memorials or statues and that kind of thing. This is by no means comprehensive. I'm a single individual, and I'm always finding different places that are named after a president or where there's a statue or that. So if you know of a place, certainly let me know, but please don't be upset if I don't know every single presidential site, every single presidential statue, or where there's a painting of a president that I might have missed. But I do want to give at least a highlight. Some of them, of course, like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Jackson, there will be way more presidential sites when it comes to those kinds of commemorations. But then others, I think, will be kind of interesting, where we'll find places that are named after presidents that might be somewhat surprising. I also want to be able to talk a little bit about that relationship that some of the presidents have with other presidents in their post-presidency, if that makes any sense. And so something that we see over the 20th century and now 21st century, we get very used to the idea of a former president kind of having interaction and advising, or in some cases being a sounding board for our current president. And I want to look at how that happens, this notion of the president's club. You might be familiar with that famous book from about 15 years ago now, but it's a concept that I've always just found really fascinating. If you're like me, you love the idea of the president as humans, and so their interactions with one another is, to me, very fascinating. So I want to be able to explore some of that as well. We'll, of course, also be getting into, you know, what it takes for you to get to visit each of these presidential sites and what those grave sites mean for the presidents. And so in doing that, we'll explore, you know, certainly one, first and foremost, how our medicine has changed the ability to prolong some of these men's lives in certain cases, but then also how we as a country have evolved in the way that we mourn and properly commemorate different presidents. And I think that part will be somewhat interesting as well. Now, first things first, one thing I just have to get out of the way. This season, to my mind, is a bit more intimidating than the other two because there's so many people who already do this for a living, people who consider themselves to be presidential grave experts. There's online communities of people who go to the various graves and have all sorts of other kind of ideas. And if you remember when I first started talking about this, you know, I always had a very kind of weird relationship with going to presidential graves. For the longest time, I kind of didn't necessarily care about them as much as getting to see their homes and their birthplaces. I would go and take photos of them, but I, for whatever reason, had just an issue with like smiling in photos with them, and that it felt like I was like happy they were dead. I've come a long way. I know that the photograph matters to the podcast and my kind of brand as it is. I'm speaking it, just thinking out loud here. But it also, I think, is, you know, one of those things where there are people who have a very, to my mind, odd relationship with going to grave sites and things that happen there. I am doing it purely, again, in the kind of commemorating kind of aspect, not necessarily the obsessed with graveyards. I don't spend any time with them outside of this. And it's completely fine for those who are, but I just want to make a bit of that distinction. There are going to be those people who I can already feel going to be emailing me every time about, you forgot this, and this person didn't really have that illness, and oh, you're reading an outdated source. And again, I'm just going for a kind of comprehensive, I hope that you dig into these episodes afterwards and get into some of the content. And if you know of the alternative histories, like, awesome. You know, go wild with that. And if you get so inspired that you want to do your own podcast and do your own website, like, that's awesome as well. But I want to be clear on what it is that I'm focused on and just make sure that that comes across in those episodes. There will, of course, be over the course of what we talk about it in this season, the idea that some of what we know has altered over time. And we share that when I first got into reading about presidents as a little boy, every president died of natural causes, except for those who were assassinated. You'd hear that phrase all the time, natural causes, natural causes. And then, of course, now when we look at it with 2024 vision and look at the illnesses some of these men had, and then, of course, the way that their doctors handled them and some of the prevailing ideas about illness overall, that is going to have changed. And so I want to be as up-to-date as possible. I'm doing my research to make sure I'm not giving you any false information, but please be aware this is adapting, right? We're learning new stuff all the time, and I'm sure my interpretation or what I've read is going to be different. I do also want to point out that at the beginning of this season, right now we've only had 39 presidential grave signs. And so you might ask yourself, well, what will we do when we get to the presidents who don't have a gravesite yet? They're not dead. I will talk about their post-presidencies. I'll set up any of the ideas that they have about their eventual burials, if there is any information on that. And then that way, when they do expire, I can just plug in that content. And we are going into an election year. And so the idea of us adding different episodes to seasons 1, 2, and 3 obviously are in front of us. Jimmy Carter is still with us, knock on wood. And the idea that he'll still be with us when the season is over in the middle of 2025 beggars belief, but stranger things have happened. So I am, again, ready to kind of plug in different content where we need to. So just be mindful of that as well. A little background from me on presidential grave signs. As I said, they weren't ever something I sought out in and of themselves until there was this game-changing moment, and I'll talk about that. But for the most part, when I would be at a presidential site, and I can think of when I worked at the Hayes Center, I think Hayes's was probably the first presidential grave I saw when I was a young boy and went to that house. And I know we went to the gravesite afterwards. But then when we were at Monticello or Mount Vernon, and I know when I visited Montpelier for the first time, you know, you definitely stopped by the gravesite. But going out to seek the other gravesites, it just was not on my radar until the game changer of 2015. That's when I was in Louisville for the AP reading, and I knew Zachary Taylor was buried there, and it was just kind of a way to get outside of the convention center and the downtown area. And so I went to it, and it was at the gravesite that I was like, why am I not doing this for all of the presidents, right? Why am I not making this a concerted effort? Now, it helped that at the time I was working for this chemist, I was his consultant slash editor, and I would do a lot of tasks in his office, and it was a lot of editing. But I also would just occupy myself with like looking at Google Maps, and I just started making a map of the different presidential grave sites. And I thought, well, on these different trips that I'm making, maybe I could make an effort to visit some of these grave sites. And so it started very organically. And after 2015, it was kind of like game on, where the next few summers when I would go on these road trips, I would try to swing by a couple of the grave sites here and there. Now, the thing about a gravesite is it's not ever going to be as, to me, engaging as going into a house or the birthplaces where you get to have a bit more of a sense of that person and how they actually lived. But that isn't to say that the gravesites don't tell a story. They do. It's just going to be a different kind of story. And I think that might be where I was initially just not thinking about it properly. And so now I'm thinking of all the presidents and how they were buried and seeing that all arrayed definitely gives me a different sense of how their families, and in some cases the presidents themselves, had a hand in shaping their legacy. And so some of those sites can have a role, outsized role, in making that person larger than life in the aftermath of their death. And I think about if you go to Marion, Ohio, to see where Warren Harding is buried, and 100 years later, most people aren't just talking about Warren Harding, but when you're in that town and just how expansive that tomb is, it's hard not to think about him in a much more reverent way. Same thing with James Garfield, who unfortunately had his life cut short. But that tomb is so enormous and has such an impact in terms of the way that we remember him, or William McKinley, in the same fashion. But then you have other presidents whose gravesites make them seem a lot more humble than they were. Both Roosevelts have very simple gravesites. It just flies in complete contrast to the way that they lived both of their lives. Very outsized and demonstrative and self-mythologizing. And so again, we'll get into all of that. But I do think it's interesting to chart how my relationship with the gravesites has changed over time. And so that's something, again, that we'll explore. As with the previous season's episodes, I'll give you some of the things that I'm reading, as well as information about visiting the different cemeteries or if they're on the various estates, and then reading that you can be doing kind of adjacent to the episode. For the most part, most of my content for the individual episodes is coming to you from William D. Gregorio's Complete Book of U.S. Presidents, Louis Picone's The President is Dead, and then I also really highly recommend Brady Carlson's Dead Presidents, where he has a lot of thoughtful essay chapters about visiting the various presidential sites and links them together. And so there will be some times where I'll kind of defer to the argument that he's making, for instance, when we get into the monuments and that kind of thing. But then for individual episodes, there might be individual parts of different books about them or their own kind of papers and that kind of thing. And so I'll definitely be linking to those as well. So with that, of course, I want to remind you to check out visitingthepresidents.com, where you can get ready for season 3 by listening back to seasons 1 and 2. And then again, going back to the social media profiles and going through that content. I'm going to be getting us going with George Washington. My intention is for the first episode to drop next Wednesday, so January the 31st. And then from there, we'll be every 2 weeks, so you can look forward to that. And with that, I look forward to seeing you out there on the road as we continue to visit the presidents. See ya.